Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin, true tales from the shores of Jervis Bay and St. George's Basin, exploring the lives, legends and landscapes that shape this remarkable part of the New South Wales South Coast. Today's episode, how nature designed one of Australia's cleanest coastal systems. There's a particular quality to the water in Jervis Bay. Not just its amazing colour, but its depth, its stillness and transparency. It hints at something working beneath the surface, something carefully balanced, and that balance has a story to tell. Today's episode asks a simple question with a surprisingly complex answer. Why are the waters of Jervis Bay so exceptionally clean? Part of the answer lies in what doesn't flow into Jervis Bay. Unlike many coastal estuaries, Jervis Bay has no major rivers emptying into it. The only significant waterway is Currumbine Creek, which carries relatively little sediment. There's no constant load of mud, fertilizer runoff, or urban pollution being washed in from vast inland catchments. Instead, much of the surrounding landscape is national park, forest, and protected land, which acts like a natural filter. Rainfall soaks into sandy soils and porous sandstone, rather than racing straight to the sea, carrying sediment with it. Jervis Bay is also unusually deep for a coastal bay and wide open to the ocean. That openness allows strong tidal flushing, with clean offshore water regularly replacing what's inside the bay. Ocean circulation plays a crucial role. The warm East Australian current moves south along the coast, interacting with cooler waters from Bass Strait. Together, these forces drive a clockwise movement within the bay, contributing to a natural flushing cycle that refreshes its waters roughly every 3 weeks. Below the surface, extensive seagrass meadows and mangrove systems provide further filtration. Mangroves, often described as the lungs of the bay, can be seen along the boardwalk near the Jervis Bay Maritime Museum and other places like Hare Bay. Their root systems trap sediment, stabilizes creek banks, and slow water flow, allowing particles to settle before reaching open water. All of these processes work together to keep the bay refreshed and remarkably clear. Much of Jervis Bay sand is silica-rich and coarse. Because it's heavier than fine silt, it settles quickly rather than remaining suspended in the water column. That fine silica sand also reflects sunlight, contributing to the brilliant turquoise colour the bay is known for. With less suspended sediment in the water, more light reaches the seagrass meadows below. In turn, those meadows stabilize the seabed and trap particles, reinforcing the cycle of clarity. There's also a human factor, restraint. Large parts of Jervis Bay and its surrounds have long been protected. Heavy industry never arrived, major commercial ports were built elsewhere, the bay was largely spared from dredging, extensive shoreline modification, and the scale of urban development that has altered so many other coastal systems. Sometimes what preserves a place is not what was built, but what wasn't. However, the story is not entirely one of untouched protection. In recent years, investigations have shown that PFAS, a group of persistent forever chemicals used for decades in firefighting foams in areas associated with Navy facilities at HMAS Creswell and the Jervis Bay Target Range facility. These chemicals have leached into soil, surface water and groundwater, moving through creeks and wetlands into parts of the surrounding environment. As a precaution, warnings have been issued against consuming fish and shellfish from certain local creeks, and Mary Creek has been closed to recreational use. For the Wreck Bay Aboriginal community in particular, the contamination has cultural as well as environmental impacts, affecting traditional fishing practices and raising concerns about long-term human and ecological health. The Commonwealth and the Department of Defence have acknowledged these issues, formally apologised to the community, undertaken investigations, and begun remediation planning. Monitoring continues, as does community advocacy. It's a reminder that even resilient systems are not invulnerable. So the clarity of Jervis Bay isn't magic. It's the result of geology, oceanography, ecology, and some fortunate decisions along the way. A bay with no big rivers, deep open water, sandy soils, living seagrass filters, and a long history of protection. Next time you're floating in that blue water, remember you're swimming in a system that's been quietly balancing and renewing itself for thousands of years. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. Until next time, may the tides carry our stories forward. This program is researched, written, and produced by Wendy Hamlin in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. For more episodes of Uncovering the Bay and Basin, see the 927fm.com.au website. I'm Stephen Brown.